Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we've got Congressman Ron Paul coming up, who was an Air Force flight surgeon. He can tell you all about how many of our troops got shot down over Vietnam. We had a caller earlier denying that anyone was ever shot down over Vietnam and how torture's good, but now the whole show is going to descend into arguing about this. Let's go to calls. Kim in Texas. Kim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to know something about Lyndon LaRouche.
Yes.
What do you know about him?
He puts out a lot of good information about the New World Order, but his solutions are wrong, basically socialism.
Okay.
And he's promoting the alternative New World Order system run by the communists, basically. He has a lot of good info, a lot of good members, a great newspaper, Intelligence Review, Executive Intelligence Review, but on key issues, it's disinfo.
Okay. And also, no one gave credit to Malcolm X when he talked about Kennedy being assassinated. He said our government did it. And now
92% of Americans believe the government killed Kennedy.
Exactly. But also, I wonder, do you ever listen to 88.7 here in Austin?
Sometimes, yes.
I know they won't answer any questions when it comes to government issues. You can't talk about those topics on that station. And it's a non-profit station.
Yeah, it's the local predominantly black station. And
right.
And I've noticed they don't really allow a lot of First Amendment stuff.
Right. And also, can I come to your office and pick up the tapes, or do I have to order them?
Yeah, you know, I've got an office where I take mail, and I've got my physical office, and it would just turn into a circus. But you can go to the Hardware Store Incorporated at Spicewood Springs Road 183 in North Austin, and they sell
okay.
the videos.
Okay.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate your call. Great points. Let's go to Walt, then we'll go to Sean and Steve and John and everybody else. Walt in Kansas City, go ahead.
Well, God bless you, Alex. I heard this guy on there, and boy, I'll tell you what, for he that doesn't think that a lot of our guys got shot down or that we just didn't blow anything up over there, he was correct in the fact that there were no fly, no attack zones, and that's what infuriated me, is a lot of the no fly, no attack zones were their tank farms, not tanks as in army tanks, but in fuel tanks. We weren't to bomb those.
Well, he was saying that we didn't lose any pilots or that they weren't tortured in Vietnam.
Yeah, well, I don't. Everybody was tortured over there that was captured. You can bet your bippy on that. And we did lose a lot of pilots. We lost, I know, at least three or four off of the USS Coral Sea when I was flying over there. And we would come in many times as low as 300 feet and eliminate anything that we could find to eliminate. That was part of the orders. And I didn't know that Brother Butch was one of them that charted the planes. That's pretty interesting. Yeah. So.
But think of the level of denial to say our troops weren't tortured in Vietnam.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, anytime our troops get captured, you can bet whoever captures them is not going to treat them as fairly as the United States always did.
All right. Thanks for the call.
I
appreciate that. Sean in Colorado, go ahead. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Alex. This morning I was listening to a religious show before you. Here on 1360 in Colorado, and it's a rabbi, Mr. Spivak, and he was so adamant about torturing Saddam that it spurred me to call him up and ask him why he's for torturing Saddam if Saddam knows of a bomb that's going to kill, you know, 100 U.S. soldiers, and then he won't even address the fact that, you know.
Hey, I'll tell you what. We got a lot of callers. I'll get to all of you after Ron Paul. He'll only be on a few segments. We're honored to have him. He's coming up. We'll get back into this whole torture discussion because it is very important. And we'll discuss it when we return. So please stay with us, everybody.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fioricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. Already 8 minutes and 35 seconds into the third hour of this December 22nd, 2003 Monday edition. And I've had Ron Paul on this show many times. We're going to have him for the next two segments, maybe even get to a few calls in the next segment. I got a host of issues I want to throw out at the congressman. But Congressman Ron Paul, before we go any further, I had a caller last hour that caused quite a controversy here on air. He said that he thought torture was basically a good idea. And then I said, well, what about our troops that got shot down in Vietnam? They got tortured. Are you saying that was okay? He then said, no, none of our troops got shot down over Vietnam. I'm going from memory here, but weren't you involved in Vietnam in the air?
No, not really. I was involved during that period of time. I was in the military. I was in the Air Force as a flight surgeon from 1963 to 68, but not actually in Vietnam.
Okay, but now I know that we had a bunch of aircraft shot down and troops tortured, but can you give us your historical view on that?
Well, I mean, that doesn't even deceive. I mean, I can't understand anybody saying that. We probably had a lot more helicopters shot down than airplanes, and the people in the helicopters were the ones that ended up being prisoners so often. But there were hundreds of helicopters shot down.
Well, there were.
And I'm sure other airplanes were shot down, too, but it was mainly the helicopters that were knocked out of the air.
Yeah, how could that guy be deceived by that, as you were saying? But But no, he was saying that our jets didn't get shot down. We lost masses of pilots. Remember John McCain and all those people?
Yeah, and Duke Cunningham also in the Congress was a, you know, I think he was captured. And Johnson, Sam Johnson from Texas, was also a pilot that, yeah, and he was not a helicopter pilot either. And McCain was not a helicopter pilot. So there were a lot of planes shot down. I don't know the numbers, but, I mean, we ended up losing 60,000 men, so they had to shoot a lot of them down.
I'm going from memory. I believe it's over 2,000 fixed-wing aircraft were shot down, and helicopters were shot down. I believe it was over 8,000 times. But now, many times, it was just technical difficulties or they had to land. But I didn't mean to get off on that side issue. I was just so blown away by that statement.
Mm.
But, I mean, we just had the big report, 339 universities, over two-thirds of administrators and not just administrators but students didn't know what the First Amendment was. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that, but I guess I'm not surprised. You know, a lot of them can't even name who the vice president is.
Unbelievable. You were down at the Jefferson Forum, and I got a bunch of calls out of Houston. You were saying that it looks like they're lining up the draft now. Rumsfeld in Time, just Time Magazine, just said, yeah, we need a bigger military. They've got a bunch of legislation lined up to do it. What do you see happening, Congressman?
Well, I hear a lot of talk behind the scenes, but there's been legislation introduced, some by moderate liberal Democrats as well as the Black Caucus, and there are all sorts of arguments, you know, to increase the size of our military. Rumsfeld, who's always argued for a small military, he's never argued to, you know, slow down on the intervention overseas, but he's always argued that we don't need a lot of men, just highly skilled. But now he's admitting that they need more men. The question they never ask, and the Congress should ask, and I'll continue to ask, is, well, if we're coming up short of men, why don't we cut back a little bit on our empire? Why do we have to be in 130 countries and going looking for trouble around the world? Then we wouldn't need so many individuals in the military.
Well, I mean, I've read the Houston Chronicle where it says they've got a bill to draft skilled people, professionals, doctors, engineers, firefighters, and some of these national drafts look like you'll serve domestically, some will serve overseas. What do the different pieces of legislation say?
Well, I haven't looked at them all, but that's sort of follows a historic precedent, especially for physicians. Even when they ended the draft in the early 70s, they kept the doctor draft going on for a while longer, and they have already talked about drafting doctors. There's a pseudo-draft on right now as well, because those individuals who have been scheduled to get out of the military and have not reenlisted have been told they can't. So they're forced to stay longer than they agreed to, so they've been, in essence, drafted.
Well, I've seen articles, Congressman, where they also, if you had served a 5-10-year stint before, that you're being recalled.
Yeah, and I guess they do sign some of that paperwork where they'll claim that they have agreed to do that. And it's not a very good sign.
Okay, well, I hate to put you on the spot. I don't ever really do this when you're on with us, but you've got some children. What are you going to do if they try to draft your children?
Well, they're all going to be old enough to make their own choices. My kids are all past that age. I have grandkids that age, and it'll be up to them. The individual himself has to decide that, but to me it's a real tragedy. I think that, you know, the use of the conscientious objector clause was used more in Vietnam than ever before, and I'm sure it's going to be used a lot more later.
Well, let's
on.
Take Texas. You know, if Texas was attacked by Mexico, they said we're drafting men for a war with Mexico, that would be constitutional. We're under attack by a foreign government. I would imagine you would support a draft there, but not to go gallivanting around 160 countries.
No, I'm not even, I wouldn't go that far either, because I don't think we should ever have a draft. But I always believe that if we're attacked, that we would respond. We didn't have a draft in the Revolutionary War, and we won it against the greatest power at that time. So
if it's a righteous war, we're going to have more men than we need.
Right. And the real defense of a country comes by civilians armed. And that's why the Second Amendment is so important. And it's the militia, the concept of the militia, people who are readily armed, and then there will be no takeover. So I just don't think you ever have to have a draft, because what you concede with a draft is ownership of one's life, and that means the politicians own your life, and you can unfairly pick a certain group and force them into battle, especially under today's conditions, into a battle that makes no sense and is unconstitutional. We may be fighting it for the United Nations.
Congressman,
so it is more atrocious now than ever.
Let's shift gears into torture. There's a big debate about, is torture good? Should we do it? We know it's already going on some. Your view on torture?
Well, there's two practical reasons not to. If we torture them, they'll torture us. And the other thing is what torture does not to the person who may well deserve it as much as the people who dish it out. So if a country who pretends to follow the rule of law and justice, if they practice torture, that means you lower yourselves or ourselves into the same category of the people we're trying to defeat. And the other practical reason why it's not wise is that you don't get that. There's no proof that you're getting good information. A lot of times those who are being tortured will eventually say whatever you want them to say, and it's not reliable. So there's just no excuse for the use of torture.
You can't trust a government that tortures. You can't trust the confessions. I mean, you can't say Joseph Mengele was good. So how can, you know, Saddam's back because he tortured. Now we're going to become Saddam Hussein if we do this. Shifting into immigration, Governor Ridge, while raising the alert level, wants to give amnesty to at least 8 million illegals, accept the matricula cards all over the country that can easily be faked. How can they have a magnifying glass down our throat, but then have the borders basically wide open? Your take on that.
Well, that's essentially what they're doing. You know, the other day, a couple of weeks ago, we had a bill that was threatening Syria, almost to the point where, you know, we put on sanctions and we were getting ready to invade Syria. And they said the main reason was the borders weren't secure. And my argument was, well, how can you expect the Syrians to have secure borders between their country and Iraq? At the same time, we don't have anything called secure borders. So the whole thing is complete nonsense. And that's why our money and our personnel should be used domestically, not internationally.
Well,
that
how can we say
should have more secure borders?
Well, I agree. How can we say that Saddam is this great demon when he is a bad guy, but then Bush cuts Taiwan loose and violates basically the treaty and changes our 50-plus year policy with Taiwan?
Well, whatever is practical, they do. And if they want to go with the big red Chinese, they do. And, you know, they don't follow moral principle. They follow just pure financial pragmatism because we were close allies with Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden in the past. We helped build them up. And when they don't serve our purpose, then we turn them into Hitler themselves. And we did that with Noriega. And we do it constantly. That's why I argue the case that the more non-intervention we have and the less entangling alliances we have, the better.
Well, that's like what George Washington said, but that's, you know, that's radical extremism, Congressman.
Yeah, I know. And somebody said the other day, they said, boy, this sounds like you're almost like an isolationist. I says, not really so. And then I pointed out George Washington said it, and they said, yeah, but that was a long time ago. I said, does that mean our Bill of Rights is no longer necessary because it's a long time ago, or the Ten Commandments no longer do we have to abide by because they were written a long time ago? This whole idea that because conditions are different today, anything our founding fathers said or intended by the Constitution no longer applies.
It's well, just, what the founders, as you know well, were saying was something new. We're going back to the imperial model. We're going back to something older, aren't we?
That's right. And I think freedom, although we had a hint and a taste of that in our early years, freedom is a very, very modern idea. Most of all history has been built on tyrants and government control and very, very minimal protection of civil liberties for the individuals. So I would say that we are the progressives, even though that's a horrible term today. We are the progressives. We are the liberals. We're the ones that believe in liberty, and we believe in the future. They do want to go back to the old ways.
That's it. We're going to break, maybe go to a few calls, but I want to get into the plunging dollar, the $43 trillion deficit, according to the Dallas Morning News. That's right, folks. That's what we really owe in all of our agreements, $40-plus trillion. Get those questions answered by Congressman Ron Paul. and maybe jam a few of these calls in. We got loaded lines. I want to find out who wants to talk to the congressman. Then after that segment, we'll come back and just talk to the callers and go back over some news I haven't covered yet. We'll be back with Congressman Ron Paul from Texas. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com's the website.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny, because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks, this is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My friends, Alex Jones back here live with Congressman Ron Paul. Try to go to a few of your calls here in a couple minutes. Congressman, getting back into important issues, dollar drop becomes more ominous. We have the euro trading at $1.25 when it was 90 cents against the dollar just a year and a half ago. And what does this mean to us to have the world reserve currency and to now be losing it?
Well, it means a whole lot. They're still buying our currencies, and the central banks are still trying to prop it up. But if they get to the point where they really leave the dollar and oil is not priced in dollars, you're going to see tremendous price inflation. You're going to see us paying a lot more for oil and everything we buy overseas, as well as domestic inflation. So I think they're working desperately behind the scenes to keep the dollar from just dropping like a rock, although it's dropped dramatically already. And long-term, they can't stop it. They can tinker with it, and they can even tinker with the price of gold, but ultimately the market will overwhelm. The dollar will go down, which means commodity prices, which are already on the rise, as well as gold, they'll continue to go up, and inflation will be back with a vengeance.
Well, the globalists have already moved most of their holdings to China and India. They've got Treasury Secretary Snow saying a dropping dollar's good. I don't really see him doing much to prop it up. Seems like the bigger overriding global corporate system wants a weak dollar. I saw the Davos Economic Forum 3.5 years ago saying that.
Yeah, you know, the exporters keep thinking a weak dollar is going to save them, but it never seems to happen. And members of Congress who represent steel districts and farm districts think this is the salvation. Just have a weaker dollar, and then there'll be, you know, generous exports, which means, well, they don't care about consumers, and they don't care about importers. I mean, a lot of companies depend on imported goods. This whole notion that government should be manipulating and controlling the value of the currency, the market should determine it, but it should be determined by a commodity, of course, rather than a fiat currency.
I said I was going to go to calls. I don't know if that can happen now because I forgot the biggest question I had for you. You said before H.R. 2417 passed, you said that it had a lot of Patriot Act 2 in it. Bush sneakily signed that quietly last weekend during the whole Saddam announcement. What does this mean?
Well, this is this was the conference report on intelligence authorization, and they've been talking about Patriot Act number 2, but they decided not to bring it up, calling it Patriot Act number 2. So they started doing piecemeal, and they put a major piece into this conference report, and had not been discussed before. And it has to do with more intrusion into the financial affairs of every American. That they do not have to have search warrants, and they can demand information from auto dealers and travel agents, pawnbrokers, anybody and everybody.
And now we're hearing about them going after topless bars, county commissioners, marijuana dealers. They're using Patriot Act. I have articles every week against everybody.
That is right, and it's the kind of thing that has been on, they've been proposing for years and years, but this post 9/11 atmosphere has helped them to get this stuff passed, and they haven't even been satisfied with Patriot Act number 1. They're demanding even more power.
So how do we stop them? I mean, they say it's for terrorists, but their definition of a terrorist is misdemeanors, according to Section 802.
Well, it is really tough because I think with your help, there was a lot of awakening about Patriot Act number 1, and when we did have a clean vote on repealing some of that in the House of Representatives, we actually won it overwhelmingly to repeal the sneak and peeks. But that, interestingly enough, when it got to a conference, it was deleted. And so they put in the bad stuff, they delete the good stuff, and then everybody leaves town and everybody forgets about it. It's a darn hard job, so we have to keep plugging away. Information to the American people is ultimately the only thing that counts.
Absolutely, Congressman. We've got about a minute left. Folks, we'll come back and take your calls, but Congressman's got to leave us. We appreciate him during this holiday week joining us. In the last minute, any other key issues we need to be made aware of?
I think you touched on just about all of them, but I think it's the appetite that the American people have for spending that is the big issue. Congressmen get, for the most part, reelected, and they vote for all the spending. So evidently, either they're totally uninformed or they support the idea that the government should continue to spend all this money domestically and police the world. But one of these days it'll change because we're going bankrupt. We are literally, technically bankrupt, but when it's discovered, the dollar will crash, and then we will have to cut back and we'll have to live within our means.
All right, many questions. Supreme Court, campaign finance, they say it's good, violates the First Amendment. What do you think about it?
Well, it's amazing because when that was on the House floor, there were a lot of us that were yelling and screaming, but DeLay and these other guys said, don't worry about it. It's so bad that the courts will throw it out, and we're going to get some political pluses by saying that we're for campaign finance reform besides the president wants it. And I guess a lot of them were shocked when the courts actually didn't cover the Congress and rule it unconstitutional.
All right, Congressman Ron Paul, have a great Christmas. Appreciate you coming on the show. God bless. We'll be back with your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Oh my! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. Any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hey, I know we've had a lot of callers holding for a while, and I couldn't get to you with Ron Paul. I wasn't even talking a lot. I was just throwing out questions at him. You heard him talk about the depression that's coming up, the plunging dollar going to happen, gold going up. You heard him talk about the torture, the police state, all of it. Now let's go back to the call. Sean, John, H.W., Tim, Mike, others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to go through your calls real quick and back into some more important news. Sean in Colorado, I made you hold earlier because I gave you about 30 seconds before a break. You were talking about one of our wonderful affiliates, and I don't ever want to bash our affiliates. You were saying a host on 1370 was going through the argument of, and this is what I saw in the law enforcement magazines, this is the argument that's been put out by the talking heads that a lot of well-meaning, intelligent people buy into. And they say, well, if, you know, there's a bomb, it's going to kill 100 of our troops, you torture them to get the answers, what are you going to do? Well, in reality, you never really run into those situations. Okay? I mean, that's a bunch of government PR. And again, there's a greater damage in what happens to your troops when they do get captured, because then they're certainly going to get tortured, and then you can't punish those that did it, and you've lost the moral high ground, and then from there, torture's going to be legitimized. And I know there's a lot of well-meaning people who have been sucked into this, but Joseph Mengele tortured, it was bad. Saddam Hussein tortured, it was bad. The Vietnamese, commies tortured, it was bad. Torture is bad. Torture is bad. Go ahead, Sean.
Well, that's right, Alex. And what it comes down to is it's a bunch of brainwashing that's going on to all these people in America who have no idea of what's going on. They now take a stand on a terrorist or Saddam just because we brought him out to light. And then, you know, at the same time, we enact Bush signed 24/17, and which further takes away our rights. At what point, you know, do people stop listening and start paying attention?
Here's the question. Why did General Rick Baucus quit and refuse to torture at Camp X-Ray? Because he's a moral person. And he said, these aren't even real Taliban or Al-Qaeda. What we need to do is arrest those that flew the 8,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda out to safety in Afghanistan, who worked with the CIA. We need to have an investigation of why the hijackers were trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station. We need to have an investigation of government carrying out terror attacks. Again, it's the big monolithic government that can't be trusted. And why they're trying to sell us this idea of torture being good. Listen, I want to have anybody on who thinks torture's good. I want to debate this fact. What's this gentleman's name?
Sean.
No,
I apologize. That would be Rabbi Spivak, and he's out of New York.
Rabbi who?
Rabbi Spivak.
Stivak.
Spivak. S-T-I-V-A-C-K.
Say it slowly. S-T-I.
S-P as in Paul.
Okay.
I-B-A-C-K.
You know, maybe it's just my audio, but a lot of what you're saying is distorted. Are you on a cell phone?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, S-P-I.
B-A-C-K.
I'd like to have him on.
Well, you know, I would love to hear you talk with them. I mean, I brought up the fact that, you know, at the same time, they passed the, you know, 2217, and it, you know, if he's all in favor for torture, you know, for save a couple hundred people's lives, how come they're not having that same passion when they hear about John Ashcroft saying 11.5 million people will die? Don't you think maybe we should torture him and find out what he knows about 11.5 million people in this very country?
Sean, I do not wish any harm upon John Ashcroft or Bill Clinton or George
Neither
Bush.
Neither do I. I was just stating a point about torture, and it's bad all around.
It is bad all around. Thanks for the call. Look, the point here is, this shows how bad things have gotten. The government makes you feel threatened, says the terrorists are going to get you, and then, torture's the answer. I mean, look, 24, Threat Matrix, these shows on TV, every time I tune into them, they're torturing somebody, and it's good. They're warping our minds. The same thing happened in Nazi Germany. We cannot allow this to happen. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And when you start letting the government do that, you're in deep trouble. Be more afraid of the government than you are terrorists, folks, because the government is the terrorist. They're carrying out the attacks, so you'll accept stuff like torture. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Tennessee. John, go ahead. Good to talk to you. Yeah, go ahead.
That caller just sounded like a provocateur trying to wind you up. He's a liar if he claims to have listened to you for 2 years and nobody's that retarded.
Are you talking about that caller earlier saying none of our jets got shot down in Vietnam?
Well, the Pentagon torturing 1,000 Afghan POWs to death is not good for America. And Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who I'm sure you know, reported in his book JFK that the Viet Cong shot down 15 helicopters per ambush using nothing but bows and arrows wrapped in steel wire. And that book, JFK, helped Stone get Operation Northwoods released, so that's a very credible book. He also reported 5,000 choppers were destroyed with 20,000 crew dead
I thought it was 8,000 choppers, 20,000 crew, 2,000 fixed wing aircraft shot down.
That's approximately right. Half of them just crashed by themselves, though, and Bell Helicopter Contracts were our own worst enemy after Agent Orange.
Well, that's what my uncle said. You know, he got shot down, I think, seven times as it was listed, but really, I think he said, what did he say, three of those were from fire. A lot of times, you know, getting shot, a lot of times the things just broke down.
I talked to a guy who got hit in the head twice by a helicopter rotor and survived. So those things were just death traps. Also, I wanted to ask you, did you hear last week the AP article about the $230,000 speeding ticket under the Patriot Act?
No, I didn't.
That was in Tennessee. On November 9th, three men were arrested and $131,000 cash seized and a brand-new Humvee seized, and the people are held without bail even now, a month later.
I keep getting calls about that. Will somebody email that to me and I'll post it?
Yeah, I did email it. I'll email it again.
Send it to tips@infowars.com.
Yeah, it was in the Knoxville News Sentinel on Friday, and a Tennessee state trooper pulled the Humvee over from speeding at allegedly 90 miles an hour, which is above the top speed of a Humvee. He then searched their car and found his cash, and they were just traveling through Tennessee. They weren't going through a border, international border checkpoint, but one guy allegedly said the word Canada, so they arrested them and seized all their property. So if you have a passport now in a traffic stop, or you say you're going to Canada or Mexico or out of the country, and you have any cash on you, then they can seize that and arrest you under the Patriot Act.
Over $3,000, yeah.
Yeah, and this is a new precedent case. They said in the article that they've never seen this happen before, even though they say it's legal to drive through the state of Tennessee or any other American state with cash. They're saying now you can't even go from state to state.
Under asset forfeiture seizure, you've all heard the stories of the old lady with $10,000 in her purse because she doesn't trust banks. And they grab her $10,000 and say it's up to you to get it back?
Right. They've been doing this on drugs for years, and now they're using the Patriot Act, which apparently gives them even more authority.
Hey, they're going after topless bars, county commissioners, and zoning disputes. They're using it for misdemeanors. People with marijuana paraphernalia, a guy with a marijuana pipe was charged with terrorism. And they got the ads on TV where you're a terrorist if you use drugs. I mean, it's sick, folks.
Well, I've got this article also posted at AmericanAutobahn.com. In the news, if you just scroll down to the middle of the page, it's got the full text of the article.
All right, I'll find it. It'll be big news on this show. I miss a lot of stuff like that. Thanks. There's no way to keep track of all this, folks. I believe you, though, John. Can somebody call in and second that article? I don't think John's given me good info in the past, but I just... H.W. in Colorado. H.W., you're on the air.
Don't bother with this Rabbi Spivak. When that guy comes on 1360, I turn the radio off.
So I don't want to bash our affiliates. Don't do it.
Say again?
Don't. It's a great, great station. They're all great stations.
But I'm saying with Rabbi Spivak. I don't waste my time and don't waste yours either, would be my suggestion.
Is it Spivak or Spilock?
Spivak. S, P like Paul, A, V like Venom, A-K.
Okay, now I got it.
Right. I think he's even a doctor, but the guy talks real nonsense and below any moral standard.
Okay, listen, one thing I'm not going to have is bashing our stations. He has a right to the First Amendment. I'll try to get him on.
Well, yeah, but I don't listen to it. All right, don't. I only listen to Rob Noel, Eric Cederstrom, Bill Brumbaugh, you, and occasionally, and Stan Montius. All the others don't make any sense to me.
Okay.
Now, you guys have been working wonderfully on explaining to the people that government is by definition, as I about five calls ago mentioned on your show, by definition evil. Only thieves, liars, and now I say murderers want to rule your life, and they make rules that don't even make sense. And of course, the way they print pieces of paper into money, that is not earned. That is by that elite which doesn't want to work.
And now they're going to rob your wealth, your energy, through devaluing it. Thanks, HW. Thank you. Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, same here. About 25 years ago, there was a group of communist terrorists in Italy. A lot of people may not remember them. They were called the Red Brigade. And in 1978, they abducted the Prime Minister of Italy, Aldo Moro. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes, I remember.
And basically, they rounded up a bunch of Red Brigade members. And a lot of the police figured that some of these guys would have information as to possibly where Aldo Moro was. And they basically said, let's torture these people. And the commander of the investigation, a General Carlo Alberto della Chiesa, okay, he said, Italy can survive the loss of Aldo Moro. What it would not survive is the introduction of torture.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. No, just thought I'd leave you with that quote for today.
Well, absolutely. Anything else?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, we're not America anymore if we start torturing people. Can't you understand that? Now, Israel admits they torture people, okay? But then it's come out in UPI, Haaretz, you name it, in the last 2 years, that Israel will conduct bombings and then blame it on people, or they even have squads of Palestinians that work for them that are doing it. I'm not saying all the bombings are Israel, but it makes sense. You want weapon sales, you want to expand, you want to oppress your own people, you want to have rules and regulations on your own populations, you want to keep the war going, you do this. And that's not Alex Jones, that's Haaretz, that's the Jerusalem Post, I have those articles, in Police State, Three Total Enslavement. Now, Israel admits they torture. Folks, our government tortures too. At Fort Benning, Georgia, they've trained Latin Americans, Arabs, a lot of these people in torture. Okay? You got legalized torture in Saudi Arabia. I don't want to become like the Saudi Arabians. Okay? Now, they don't even call it torture, though. They call it punishment. You know, they will, if you're a Christian, they see you with a cross. They will grab it off of you. They will beat you up. So I am tired of this worship of the Muslims, folks. Okay? Understand, I'm not here against Israel. I'm not here against any of these people. I'm against corrupt governments. And I do not want Saudi Arabia involved in our lives. I mean, I have family who work for oil companies, and buddy, you don't congregate on Christmas. You don't congregate on Sunday. You don't wear a cross. You don't talk about Jesus, or they will kill you. And there they torture people. They've got an incredibly corrupt government. Now, I don't want to be like Israel, and I sure don't want to be like Saudi Arabia. And I don't want to be like any of these Middle Eastern countries, folks. And you know what? We need to stay out of it. And, you know, why'd they kill Yitzhak Rabin, folks? Because, according to Barry Hamish, and all the other evidence has come out, because he had a real plan for peace. And are there Arabs that don't want peace, that want to destroy Israel? You bet. But let me tell you something. There are peace plans that'll work, folks. But both sides, the military-industrial complex in Israel and the terrorist complex that is controlled by the Arab states, wants these wars to continue, because that's how they maintain their control over the region. That's their pretext for police state. The same thing's happening here. I know we got a lot of other callers, but I got to hit some news. We'll try to get a few calls in here in the final segment. Police call for remote button to stop cars. London Guardian. They already have this in your ignition, folks. Motorists face new Big Brother technology. After speed cameras, road humps, and mobile phone bans, there could be more bad news for Britain's motorists. Police are urging ministers to give them the power to stop vehicles by remote control. If what will be seen is yet another example of the increasing power of Big Brother, drivers face the prospect of their cars being halted by someone pushing a button. It's already in your ignition, folks. The police lobby is being led by Superintendent Jim Hammond of Sussex Police, who chairs an Association of Police Officers Technology Working Group, which is examining the idea. Providing an effective means to remotely stop a vehicle and fast becoming a priority, Hammond told the European Conference, the development of safe, controlled system to enable remote stopping has the potential of directly saving lives. And they go further. Howard, well, let's read this guy's quote. Brett Morris, a deputy director of AA Motoring Trust, said people don't like the idea of Big Brother taking over their driving. In years to come, that might be acceptable, but it's very, very inappropriate that there is a step-by-step approach. They're already starting nationwide satellite taxation in Germany, starting it now in England. They're announcing that they want to do it here, and the systems are already in all the new cars. They put the grid in, then they announce it. Just like they started taking your DNA at birth 33 years ago, now 33 years later, they go, oh, we want to start a national DNA database. We just so happen to have your blood. Unbelievable. Israel planning to attack Iran. Massive escalation. After Israel, the U.S. and England sold them the stuff. I have BBC articles on that. Israel's considering a military strike to destroy the nuclear program of Iran, now regarded as Tel Aviv's number one enemy. The Israeli daily Haaretz cited Defense Minister Saul Mofaz, I can't pronounce names, I'm sorry, as telling Israel radio Persian service last week that if a decision was made to destroy Iran's nuclear capability, necessary steps will be taken so that Iranian citizens will not be harmed. That is really scary escalation. No telling what the Iranians will do. Listen to this. Parents told shouting at youth football matches is child abuse and your children will be taken. Parents of young footballers who shout criticism from sidelines during matches will face criminal charges in the future and be guilty of child abuse under new guidance from the sports governing body. Under new rules, parents who give lifts to children of neighbors or friends or of other children may also have to undergo police checks. The player protection policy also says that if they see a bruise on a soccer player, they've got to call the police. So now your child gets bruises playing soccer. I've played soccer, boy. I talk about bruises all over my shins. Now they come grab your children. They've created this new core over there, just like here, to grab your children. Here's another one, concern over tough new abuse rules. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10% to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
right, ladies and gentlemen, final segment before I get into some of this news here at the end of the show. I want to encourage everybody out there who's listening to my voice to stop procrastinating, to join me in history fighting against tyranny and the New World Order. I've made 10 documentary films. We have found no better tool. This is not hype, folks. This is the truth. You've heard the listeners. No better tool at unlocking minds. 90% of those that see 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, they're waking up. These videos are frightening, they're powerful, they're dynamic, they're long. Each film is like multiple videos. I mean, take Police State 3 Total Enslavement, 2 hours, 40 minutes, what the neocons are, what PNAC said about needing terror attacks, what the New World Order is, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, government-run white slavery rings, concentration camps, the police state. There's so much in it. I mean, it's like 3 or 4 films in one. 2 hours, 40 minutes, $25.95. Order 3 or more of any of the 10 films. They're all over 2 hours. They drop down to $20 a piece. Don't wait. Your purchase also makes this show possible. Get the new book, Order Out of Chaos, by Paul Watson. It's amazing. My book, Descent into Tyranny. Get Eric Hufschmidt's new video. That's just very dynamic. Painful Deceptions about 9/11. Get the USS Liberty video, The Loss of Liberty, about government-sponsored terror. Get the videos. Get them out to people. Make copies of my films. Authorize you to make copies of my videos. I want you to. Toll-free number to order. 1-888-253-3139. We've got to expose who's behind the terror. 9/11, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, they do that. 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Look at this article out of the Washington Post. China thanks Bush for Taiwan's stance. They thank him again. China thanks Bush for Taiwan's stance. Beijing issues new warning against move towards independence. China's President Hu Jintao thanked President Bush in a telephone call Saturday night for opposing any words or actions by Taiwan to alter its status, and again warned that China would not tolerate the island's independence, state media reported Sunday. The telephone conversation came as President Chen Shui-bian of Taiwan continued to ignore warnings by the United States and China against holding a referendum in March to demand that China redeploy hundreds of missiles it has aimed at the island. Oh, so you got a free country where they have elections, a republic, and we're against them, and we're against China pulling out its weapons, and the globalists, I don't want to say we, but those that control us, are arming China but not arming Taiwan. And I'm a liberal because I'm for Taiwan. You're conservative if you're for Red China. It's sick. And there's another Sunday Herald article, concern over tough new abuse rules. And they're passing all these laws where if you yell at your child, you lose custody or are arrested. And it says they passed the guidelines because the government was abusing children. The guidelines will be published next month, aim to make it more difficult for pedophiles to target young people. In the wake of the trial where school caretaker Ian Hutley was found to have already been accused of sex crimes years before he murdered Jessica Chapman and Holly Wells. They always pass new laws because the government's raping and killing children. The very people that were grabbing children are abusing them, so now if you yell at your child at a football game, they're going to come after you. It actually says that. They're 5 times more likely in government to abuse children. So let's let them grab more children with no oversight. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow. Take care.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.